Maureen Grunder, Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Grunder, G-R-U-N-D-E-R. Date of birth is 3-2-1961. This is for date of service 4-24-2024. Mrs. Grunder is a 63-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hyperthyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism in 2014. She is currently on methimazole, 10 milligrams once daily. She also has a history of atrial fibrillation on chronic anticoagulation therapy. She denies any symptoms of palpitations, denies any dry skin. She reports occasional fatigue. She denies any significant changes in her weight. She denies any difficulty swallowing. She denies any compressive symptoms of the thyroid. She denies any thinning hair. The patient states that she's pending a cardiac ablation and she has an appointment tomorrow with her cardiologist. Plan number one for her hyperthyroidism. My plan is to get a baseline thyroid function panel. We will continue the methimazole 10 milligrams once daily and check a current TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. Next summer, I will also check the patient for autoimmune thyroid disease consistent with Graves' disease, and therefore I will check a TSI level and a TSH receptor antibody level. I will also check other antibodies, including a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next summer, we will see the patient in 4 to 6 weeks for follow-up. Next summer for atrial fibrillation, the patient has an appointment tomorrow with her cardiologist. Next summer for the bruits that were auscultated in her carotid arteries, the patient will be followed by the cardiologist tomorrow, who will likely order a carotid artery ultrasound. Next summer, I've also ordered a thyroid ultrasound. Next summer for her multinodular goiter that is suspected, enlarged thyroid gland consistent with a simple goiter, I will order a current thyroid ultrasound to delineate your thyroid gland and assess for any thyroid nodules. Thank you for allowing me to participate in management.